Out in the back, near the bay, they had a fenced-in area with things like Polaris submarine interiors that had been ripped and sold for salvage, he recalled. All the controls and buttons were right there. The colors were military greens and grays, but they had these switches and bulb covers of amber and red. There were these big old lever switches that when you flipped them, it was awesome, like you were blowing up Chicago. At the wooden counters up front, laden with thick catalogs and tattered binders, people would haggle for switches, resistors, capacitors, and sometimes the latest memory chips. His father used to do that for auto parts, and he succeeded because he knew the value of each better than the clerks. Jobs followed suit. He developed a knowledge of electronic parts that was honed by his love of negotiating and turning a profit. He would go to electronic flea markets, such as the San Jose swap meet, haggle for a used circuit board that contained some valuable chips or components, and then sell those to his manager at Haltech. Jobs was able to get his first car, with his father's help, when he was 15. It was a two-toned Nash Metropolitan that his father had fitted out with an MG engine. Jobs didn't really like it, but he did not want to tell his father that, or miss out on the chance to have his own car. In retrospect, a Nash Metropolitan might seem like the most wickedly cool car, he later said. But at the time, it was the most uncool car in the world. Still, it was a car, so that was great. Within a year, he had saved up enough from his various jobs that he could trade up to a red Fiat 850 coupe with an Abarth engine. My dad helped me buy and inspect it. The satisfaction of getting paid and saving up for something, that was very exciting. That same summer, between his sophomore and junior years at Homestead, Jobs began smoking marijuana. I got stoned for the first time that summer. I was 15 and then began using pot regularly. At one point, his father found some dope in his son's Fiat. "What's this?" he asked. Jobs coolly replied, "That's marijuana." It was one of the few times in his life that he faced his father's anger. "That was the only real fight I ever got in with my dad," he said. But his father again bent to his will. He wanted me to promise that I'd never use pot again, but I wouldn't promise. In fact, by his senior year, he was also dabbling in LSD and hash, as well as exploring the mind-bending effects of sleep deprivation. I was starting to get stoned a bit more. We would also drop acid occasionally, usually in fields or in cars. He also flowered intellectually during his last 2 years in high school and found himself at the intersection, as he had begun to see it, of those who were geekily immersed in electronics and those who were into literature and creative endeavors.